You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. A former guard at the Waupun State Prison is pleading no contest to reduce charges in the deaths of two inmates last winter. Sarah Ransbottom did not do cell checks in February like she was supposed to. Nine Waupun staffers, including the former warden, are charged. Wisconsin's attorney general will not get to review sealed bankruptcy documents for the Catholic Church in southeast Wisconsin. A federal judge ruled this week against opening papers sealed nearly a decade ago. Josh Call wanted a look at the documents for his investigation of clergy sex abuse in the Milwaukee Archdiocese. Wisconsin school superintendent wants more to be done about cybersecurity. Jill Underly led a roundtable discussion on the topic yesterday. Cyber criminals are targeting school districts in Wisconsin and around the country. The White House says the federal government needs to be part of the solution. Outbreaks of food poisoning can be scary, but there are steps you can take. Jovana Kovacevic is an expert on listeria. She says people should store meat at the right temperature and cook it thoroughly.
Certain foods are higher risk foods, and if you're in that vulnerable group, you want to avoid those foods. We really need to do better to engage consumers.
A recent listeria outbreak linked to deli meat killed 10 people and made 59 other people sick across the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. One person is dead after a serious two-vehicle crash on Wednesday. It happened at the intersection of State Highway 73 and County Highway D in Adams County. Officials believe an SUV traveling west on Highway 73 failed to yield the right-of-way to a truck traveling east in the town of Leola. The SUV turned into the path of the truck and was hit. The three people in the SUV were critically injured and trapped in the vehicle. One passenger, 67-year-old Robert R. Hoffa from Nakusa, died at the scene. The others were transported to the hospital. The truck driver was also taken to the hospital for treatment. Their injuries were less severe. The incident remains under investigation. National Walk to a Park Day is on October 10th. You can walk or roll with Mayor Matt Zacher at noon next Thursday. Chat with the mayor while walking to Veterans Park. There's a group collecting donations for Helene Hurricane Relief this Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll have a semi-trailer in the old Shopko Mall parking lot from 7 to noon on October 5th. The donations will be taken to Asheville, North Carolina. They're asking for water, cleanup supplies, and more. You can contact Andy Elmhorst for more information at 715-459-4153. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for help from deer hunters to test for PFAS in white-tailed deer. They need tissue samples from hunters with kills in the area around the town of Stella. The DNR is asking for hunters to submit 100 grams of both muscle and liver tissue. This is an amount about the size of an adult thumb. Samples should be wrapped in aluminum foil and placed in a zip-closed bag, then dropped off at the CWD kiosk in Rhinelander. The Red Cross is asking for volunteers who are willing to travel this fall to support emergency shelters for major national disaster relief efforts. People are facing devastation in our southern states, and there's a need for more volunteers to help. If you're interested, the Red Cross is asking for people to sign up at redcross.org/volunteer. You would need to complete the necessary training and be able to commit to a 2-week deployment. You can always help by donating blood when you're eligible. Drives in Wisconsin Rapids will happen on October 15th from 10 to 3 and October 28th from 2 to 7. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is holding their Art on Tap fundraiser on October 12th. It'll be from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at their location on 8th Street South. You can sample home brews by Rapid River Mashmasters and hear live music by the Antoinettes and Ben Shatek. The Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest is this weekend at Riverside Park. This annual family fun event is Saturday and Sunday with the gates opening at 9. They'll have a giant pumpkin and vegetable weigh-off, giant pumpkin drop, arts and crafts, farm and flea market, pumpkin decorating and games for the kids, carnival, food, a tractor show on Saturday, and a car show on Sunday. It's $4 for adults and $1 for ages 4 to 7. Ticket sales go to local organizations. It's Fall Harvest Weekend in Rudolph at Arnold's Strawberries. They're having a fun-filled weekend at the farm. There'll be hayrides, a petting zoo, children's activities, face painting, live music, and emergency vehicles on display. They'll be open Saturday from 10 to dark and Sunday from 10 to 5. Feltz's Dairy is getting in on the fall fun, too. Their corn maze and fun farm are open this weekend, as well as the pumpkin patch. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024, and it didn't end the way we wanted to, and you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. It felt like a tragedy, and
This offseason, the Brewers could move on from Willy Adames, who should command strong interest in free agency.
Well, I can't tell you if that was it or not. I mean, I guess we have to wait, but you know, I would love to be here next year competing with my boys again. You know, it would be great. It would be special. You know, I know the talent that we have in this clubhouse is something special. I know that we can do great things together.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove. And like I mentioned the other day, I mean, not that we want to throw 50-some-odd times in a game, but I thought the more we threw, the better he got. And just it's kind of working through it. And, you know, it's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game. I think it's a process, and I know he's doing everything in his power, and I think he looks better with each and every day.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the set of Men in Black in the 90s, the production was held up because of Will Smith's gas. That is according to director Barry Sonnenfeld, who told Kelly Ripa on her podcast that the odor was so bad it cost the production 3 hours. Apparently, Smith and co-star Tommy Lee Jones were in a very confined space, and the not-so-fresh Prince of Bel-Air let one rip as he was apologizing to Jones. Ever the professional, Jones was actually willing to work through the stench. Always leave Hollywood parties before the devil gets there. Those are the words of actor Denzel Washington as he spoke about Sean Combs' parties to comedian Brandon T. Jackson. Us Weekly recently reported that in 2003, as Denzel and his wife Pauletta left one of Combs' parties, Denzel got in Combs' face and screamed, "You don't respect anybody." Tough to leave a party before the devil gets there when the devil is the one actually throwing the party. Kevin Smith fans have been wondering if there will be a Mallrats sequel for going on 30 years. Well, wonder no more. While discussing his new film, The 4:30 Movie, Smith told the New York Post there will definitely be a Mallrats sequel. The director says he spoke about the sequel with Shannon Doherty before she passed away from cancer. He says Doherty was all on board with the project, and she even told him she would go to the studio with Smith and play the cancer card to get it made if she had to. If you watch any TV at all, you've seen one of Ryan Murphy's shows. His latest is Monsters, about the Menendez brothers on Netflix. His new legal drama is All's Fair. The project took a hit when Halle Berry left, but there is no shortage of actors who want to work. Variety reports that Ed O'Neill will join the cast of the show that follows a divorce attorney at an all-female law firm. The show also stars Naomi Watts, Glenn Close, and Kim Kardashian. O'Neill is best known for his work on Married with Children and Modern Family. Here are some films you might want to see and some you might want to avoid. The sequel to Todd Phillips' The Joker, Joker Folie au Deux, hits the screen this weekend. Joaquin Phoenix is back playing the title character opposite Lady Gaga, who plays Harley Quinn. The film is much anticipated but receiving mixed reviews at about 50% right now on Rotten Tomatoes. Family drama Whitebird will also be out in wide release. The film is being called the follow-up to the best-selling book Wonder and stars Gillian Anderson and Helen Mirren. Whitebird is pulling in 85% so far on Rotten Tomatoes. And this week's dose of horror comes from the new Mel Gibson film Monster Summer. Gibson plays a retired police detective who teams up with kids at a camp to face a monstrous danger and save their island. The film has not yet been reviewed, so be warned. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 68 this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 42. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and warmer with a high in the mid-70s. We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm late tomorrow into tomorrow evening. Then on Sunday, sunny, breezy, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.